All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, you and I have been around a little while, and we've seen politics sometimes at its worst. But I don't know if we've ever seen what we are dealing with right now. You know, when you look and see what percentage of Republicans who now look at Democrats solely as the enemy. I mean, it's almost like there is that. Well, we do know there is no democracy anymore. And when you get 143 Republican Congress people who, and many of them still believe that Donald, and, you know, and 86 or more still believe that Donald Trump is the president, should be the president of the United States, and no truth will get them to ever admit that. Where is our country headed, Dr. Craig, if we can't even get something that really is nonsensical? We see it here in the state of Wisconsin, where they're finally calling out Robin Voss, his own people, and saying, hey, you should be overturning, you know, the outcomes of the presidential election of 2020, and Donald Trump should be appointed, you know, the president of the United States. Dr. Craig, how serious an issue is this?
It's an incredibly serious issue, because as frustrating as how our democracy works now is, we talked about it in the first half hour with the economy, Earl, it's our only way to get justice. We're talking about potential chaos, violence, death, and quite frankly, economic misery if we have, because it'll be closer to a civil war if this happens. And you were talking in the first hour, I was listening in, about lying and the ethics of lying.
Yes.
This is at a different level. This is the big lie, right?
Yes.
I think we have to go a little bit back further than all the pundits that you rightly say you do not reflect, right, that we could turn on cable news or other radio stations, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
Go back on this. The lying began with corporate America. Cigarette tobacco isn't bad for you, that they knew it did, was, so they could poison people for profit, lead paint, right, asbestos, and climate being the big one, which is a real documented threat.
Dr. Craig, what they put in food, what they put in medicine.
Yeah. That corporations for a long time been willing to kill people, pollution, right, kill people for profit. And right-wing members of the corporate community are the ones who funded the current right wing that controls the Republican Party. And what they've been fighting against, Nancy McLean's book, Democracy in Chains, is one of the best books on this, is democracy itself, because democracy itself is the check on their power and their greed. They've been trying to undermine it, and there's nothing more corrosive than lying. You were talking about in the first hour, Earl, politicians lying and what the consequence is. The consequence is they damage faith in democracy, in us being able to work together to shape our own destiny, and they damage all of us. And you see that in the Republican electorate, where they not only, a majority of Republicans think that the 2020 election was stolen, when that is a total lie, they're the only party that doesn't believe there's a climate catastrophe on the horizon in any major. In other words, all the other conservative parties and the other developed democracies do not have that position. And in addition, they have revved it up so much. They believe all sorts of ridiculous things about black people, about immigrants, right? Just total lies.
Yes.
And they're revved up to a frenzy of hatred, right? That 10% of Republicans think that violence is justified now. And the Republicans have made sure they're well-armed. And so when you see these folks screaming and yelling about being asked to wear masks so they won't infect other people with a deadly virus, you know, these people, a lot of them are armed. That's why flight attendants and store employees are so worried to engage them, right? And so this really is, these are the emotions that cause fascism and cause civil war. And I don't think Americans appreciate how peaceful, relatively speaking, this country has been and what's like in countries like Syria or Iraq that are riven by civil war. It's appalling, right? What may happen in Ukraine, for example. We haven't lived that. We've seen it on movies, maybe. It's not real to us. And the threat is real, and the only solution right now is to defeat this neo-fascist version of Republicanism or Trumpism, whatever you want to call it. And it's taken over in Wisconsin. Tommy Thompson may run for governor. That's what your top of the hour updates are saying. But in addition, I think he's a throwback to an old era, a bygone Republican who can't succeed most likely unless he tries to change himself, which will not be persuasive. But another candidate entered this weekend at the Capitol promising to overthrow the election and wanting to overthrow it now, right? So that's the direction of the current Republican Party. And yes, Earl, it's scary, but we need that scariness to prompt us to action, not to hide under our couch, right?
You know, Dr. Craig, it's why I love you and Citizen Action so much, because we've got to have the voices that are willing to push back. We see that what is happening is not right. We know that far too many Americans have been drawn into this foolishness and this craziness. And we've kind of seen this coming, going back to Ronald Reagan. And we thought Ronald Reagan was a dangerous guy. But, you know, what has come into place of Republicans now, I think, is more dangerous, Dr. Craig, than our worry about Russia and China and all these other nations internally. This is the battle we've got to fight on our own shores, and it's amongst our countrymen. And anytime you talk like that, and then Republicans will say, well, you're vilifying us. Well, you know, I don't know if you think that it's okay to terrify school board members, Dr. Craig. I don't think that you should think it's okay to terrify superintendents of public schools and educators. Who's going to educate the children if they're continuing to be terrified by average citizens who's been whipped up into a frenzy? And really, people are worried about their safety inside of this country. They can talk about, you know, what happens in the urban centers, but I'm telling you, as you well know, all across this nation in rural areas, people have been whipped into frenzies and people are terrified.
Right. And it's election workers too. And there've been horrible stories. Remember the mother-daughter team that volunteered in the Georgia elections and had to go in hiding because they were targeted by Donald Trump and others as having stolen votes based on bogus information. These are normal, average, civically-minded people, and school board members have to worry about their safety, worry about these means being taken over. We just made a pitch to a good national funder that wants to do something about it this week to fund us to get to hire organizers to actually try to beat them back in school boards from taking over the curriculum. They're trying to make the curriculum so you teach like Gone with the Wind was true and slavery was fine, right? They really are. Calling the truth indoctrination and history doesn't prepare citizens if people don't know the history of the country, right? And its challenges. So it's an amazing. It's already scary for people. It's scary for teachers and school superintendents, school board members, for election workers. It's going to be scary for a lot more people. They're trying to set up in the state to name the electors in the Electoral College in 2014, regardless how people vote. We have a party that bad. And There's been really good scholarship on this, Earl, and just to condense it for your listeners, a democracy requires, a modern democracy, that there be a conservative party that believes in democracy, that has been critical. This is the first United States mature democracy where the conservative party has decided that democracy is its problem and it needs to end it and have minority rule.
So Dr. Craig, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity.